Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Lows around 15 degrees tonight, highs in the upper 40s tomorrow. You're listening to KPR, and it's 306.
From NPR.
Can also use tools.
Is it tool use? I believe the answer is unequivocally yes.
Rob Shoemaker is the president and CEO of the Indianapolis Zoo and the co-author of the book Animal Tool Behavior. And he says this finding is really exciting.
But it is not as unique as the author suggests.
Goats have been found to scratch themselves with sticks, so have water buffalo. Still, he says, it's further proof that animal tool use might be more common than we tend to think. Nate Rott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us on this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Plenty of All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, we're going to learn more about how artificial intelligence is being used in healthcare. At 3:44, we will have an overview and wrap-up of Governor Kelly's State of the State address from last week. This is taken from a conversation Kay McIntyre had with a bunch of experts. That is coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the teens. For tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Sunshine, highs in the upper 40s, lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night. Back into the mid-40s for Wednesday, upper 30s for Thursday. And then starting on Friday, as cold a temperatures as we have felt this winter. We're going to have low highs and very low lows throughout the weekend. And we're keeping our eyes on a possible snowstorm that we could see over the weekend. Still, you know, 108 hours out, so we have plenty of time to examine it. We will certainly keep you updated here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
The time is 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The very latest national, international, and regional news with Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in. News headlines coming up next. The time is 3:30.
Deployed the state's National Guard. Wall Street was closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Republican candidates for Kansas government have loaned their campaigns millions of dollars ahead of the August primary. Sam Zeff has more.
The Millionaire Candidate Club member who lent his campaign the most was Overland Park businessman and first-time candidate Phil Sarnecki. His report shows a $2 million loan on New Year's Eve. Former Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Scott Schwab both funneled almost $1.1 million to their campaigns. They both live in Johnson County. Former Wichita School Board member Joy Eakins loaned her campaign an even $1 million before year's end. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and former Johnson County Commission member Charlotte O'Hara made much smaller loans to their campaigns. Senate President Ty Masterson reported no loans. I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state is willing to reopen stadium negotiations with the Kansas City Royals in the future. The Major League Baseball team owns land in Johnson County and is considering making a move across the state line, just like the Kansas City Chiefs. State lawmakers offered both teams a massive tax incentive package that uses future sales tax revenue to pay for up to 70% of the construction costs. The baseball team, however, missed a deadline for accepting a deal. But Kelly said she's willing to reopen the negotiations.
Should the Royals want to continue discussions and have, you know, some of their ducks in a row, I think we can gin up that enthusiasm again.
Team owners are also considering sites in Missouri, including downtown Kansas City. The Royals have a lease at Kauffman Stadium until 2031. The state of Kansas is launching a new safety campaign for Western Kansas drivers traveling through areas with blowing dust and high winds. Earlier this year, a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup, killing 8 people and injuring more than 50 others. Dust storms often occur from December to April. The region's flat plains, open agricultural fields, and ongoing drought conditions create an environment where hazardous dust storms can develop rapidly. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heileman says dust storms can turn dangerous fast by obscuring visibility.
1 minute you're driving, the next you can't see a thing. If you see dust ahead, don't drive into it.
The campaign reminds drivers to turn on low beam headlights if you must drive through dust and to look for a safe place to pull completely off the roadway. Mostly clear skies tonight and cold with a low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night's lows in the lower 20s. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence and 25 in Manhattan, 27 in Emporia. It's 3:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly gave her 8th and final State of the State address last week. Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, and Tim Carpenter of the Kansas Reflector sat down with KPR's Kay McIntyre last week to talk about what exactly looked different about her address this time around.
What was different is this sort of to give the governor, in this case, the opposition party, any victory, even when there's a great idea to stand and applaud for it, that even with civility, there was most of the Republicans would not stand.
We were listening to a conversation between political scientist Bob Beatty of Washburn University and Michael Smith of Emporia State University, along with Tim Carpenter, who covers politics for Kansas Reflector. You can hear a longer version of that conversation and the entire State of the State address at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, 1 year into his second administration, Donald Trump is blurring the lines between business and government to an unprecedented extent. Maria Aspen will talk about this. We will also visit a civil rights museum in Atlanta, all coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, participating in National Museum Selfie Day, January 21st. Selfie stations will be set up throughout the museum's galleries, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information is available at biodiversity.com. www.kpr.ku.edu. Lows tonight around 15 degrees, highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, macfound.org. 2026 is already off to an eventful start. And while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, you can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence. It's 20 in Atchison. The time is 4 o'clock.
/afterthefact and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Billy the Kid, January 24th, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
24 degrees in Topeka, 27 in Manhattan, 21 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the state. You can always tune in online. We are streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2 at kansaspublicradio.org. Also, we have an app. Doesn't everybody? Everybody has an app, and we are no different. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of Wildcat Country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we have an update of news headlines at 4:30. We are going to talk about the health costs of these homeless encampment sweeps that happen in many cities periodically. Now, they may clear the people out of the way, but it clears them somewhere, and often it's into hospitals. So we are going to learn more about that. And then a special treat on this MLK Jr. Day in the archives of the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita. There's actually an early draft of a speech written by Martin Luther King Jr. It's not on public display because curators are worried that exposing it to light could damage it over time.
I feel like for anyone who's really familiar with the writings and speeches of Dr. King, this is right up his wheelhouse.
A rare look at civil rights history coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org.
It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from
the Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join Michelle Martin and Steve Inskeep tomorrow for the latest national and international news on Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. Have a look at the weather as well. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Emporia. The time is 4:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Republican candidates for Kansas government have loaned their campaigns millions of dollars ahead of the August primary. Sam Zeff has the details.
The Millionaire Candidate Club member who lent his campaign the most was Overland Park businessman and first-time candidate Phil Sarnecki. His report shows a $2 million loan on New Year's Eve. Former Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Scott Schwab both funneled almost $1.1 million to their campaigns. They both live in Johnson County. Former Wichita School Board member Joy Eakins loaned her campaign an even $1 million before year's end. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and former Johnson County Commission member Charlotte O'Hara made much smaller loans to their campaigns. Senate President Ty Masterson reported no loans. I'm Sam Zeff.
Lawrence police have identified the young man killed in a shooting outside a Lawrence bar early Saturday morning. Aiden Knowles, age 18, was one of two people shot outside the Jayhawk Cafe, also known as the Hawk, on Ohio Street. A 16-year-old male who was also shot was hospitalized in critical condition. Two people have been arrested in connection with the shooting. Caden Clem of Atchison and Datron Daniels of Shawnee, both are 18 years old. The Lawrence Times reports both are facing charges of first-degree murder. The Sundance Film Festival opens later this week. One of the featured documentaries is a chronicle of the 2023 police raid on the small-town newspaper in Marion, Kansas. The documentary is called Seized, and it's about how police confiscated computers and phones in what critics worldwide called an attack on press freedom. Director Sharon Leese says the general public, and journalists in particular, saw the story as a microcosm of a broader crisis.
And things are changing out there in our world in terms of how we relate to the Constitution. And the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment have been violated.
The former police chief in Marion County was set to go on trial next month, but that has been postponed due to the release of this documentary. Low around 15 degrees tonight, high in the upper 40s tomorrow. It's 435.
Support for Ed.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Nestled in the archives of the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita, there's an early draft of a speech that was written by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The document from the 1960s is not on public display because curators are worried that exposing it to light could damage it over time. Carla Eccles visited the museum to take a look.
King's document has never been...
think about them, really decide what was going to be the most impactful, because obviously he was a great speaker. You know, his public speeches are some of the most important in American history.
But we shall overcome, and I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
I'm Carla Eccles.
Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also find us at 99.5 FM in Manhattan and many other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in to All Things Considered this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. Then the president is threatening new tariffs on some NATO allies who are not in support of his push to acquire Greenland for the United States of America. Leaders of those nations are now responding in a not terribly surprising way.
Alliances endure because they're built on respect and partnership, not pressure.
Trump has also conveyed that his failure to win the Nobel Peace Prize is all part of the equation? Danielle Kurtzleben will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a chilly low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow a bit warmer than today by about 20 degrees. Highs in the upper 40s, lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night. Highs in the mid 40s for Wednesday. Highs in the upper 30s for Thursday. Really cold weather expected to move back in over the weekend.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's a simulcast, so you'll hear it on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
22 degrees in Lawrence, 23 in Topeka, 25 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR. We know you have a lot of places you could be getting your news, and we appreciate you choosing KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then, artificial intelligence is improving healthcare for doctors and patients, though it might still suggest that you want to take ivermectin to treat your cancer.
But what would hurt you is you not getting appropriate treatment for your cancer that's totally treatable.
Still, many experts say the benefits of AI in medicine actually outweigh those kind of hazards. We'll take a closer look at 5:36 at 15 minutes before 6 o'clock. We're going to have an overview of Governor Laura Kelly's State of the State address from last week with a panel of experts. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight and cold, a low around 15 degrees. Highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night, back into the mid-40s for Wednesday. We are keeping our eye on a weather system for this weekend, which we know is going to bring cold air. Still a question about whether or not we'll see any winter precipitation.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to your inbox. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe.
It's 5:20.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us for that conversation with Gretchen Whitmer tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. It'll be part of Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow are Michelle Martin and Steve Inskeep. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
22 degrees in Lawrence, 25 in Manhattan, 19 in Atchison, 26 in Chanute. The time is 5:30. News is coming up in 30 seconds.
In Atlanta.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. NASDAQ futures are down 1.2%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Republican candidates for Kansas government have loaned their campaigns millions of dollars ahead of the August primary. Sam Zeff has the details.
The Millionaire Candidate Club member who lent his campaign the most was Overland Park businessman and first-time candidate Phil Sarnecki. His report shows a $2 million loan on New Year's Eve. Former Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Scott Schwab both funneled almost $1.1 million to their campaigns. They both live in Johnson County. Former Wichita School Board member Joy Eakins loaned her campaign an even $1 million before year's end. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and former Johnson County Commission member Charlotte O'Hara made much smaller loans to their campaigns. Senate President Ty Masterson reported no loans. I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state is still willing to reopen stadium negotiations with the Kansas City Royals in the future. The Major League Baseball team owns land in Johnson County and is considering making a move across the state line, like the Kansas City Chiefs. State lawmakers offered both teams a massive tax incentive package that uses future sales tax revenue to pay for up to 70% of the construction costs. The baseball team missed a deadline to accept a deal, but Kelly said she is willing to reopen negotiations.
Should the Royals want to continue discussions and have, you know, some of their ducks in a row, I think we can gin up that enthusiasm again.
Team owners are also considering sites in Missouri, including downtown Kansas City. The Royals have a lease at Kauffman Stadium until 2031. The state of Kansas is launching a new safety campaign for western Kansas drivers traveling through areas with blowing dust and high winds. Earlier this year, a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup, killing 8 people and injuring more than 50 others. Dust storms often occur from December to April. The region's flat plains, open agricultural fields, and ongoing drought conditions create an environment where hazardous dust storms can develop rapidly. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol trooper Todd Heilman says dust storms can turn dangerous quickly by obscuring visibility.
1 minute you're driving, the next you can't see a thing. If you see dust ahead, don't drive into it.
The campaign reminds drivers to turn on low-beam headlights if you must drive through dust and look for a safe place to pull completely off the roadway. Mostly clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, lows in the lower 20s. Sunshine again on Wednesday with highs in the mid 40s. But don't get too used to those 40s because the coldest temperature of the season is headed our way this weekend. It is 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly gave her 8th and final State of the State address last week. Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, and Tim Carpenter of the Kansas Reflector sat down with KPR's Kay McIntyre last week to talk about what exactly looked different about her speech this time around.
What was different is this to not want to give the governor, in this case, the opposition party, any victory, even when there's a great idea to stand and applaud for it, that even with civility, there was most of the Republicans would not stand.
That was a conversation with political scientists Bob Beatty of Washburn University and Michael Smith of Emporia State University, along with Tim Carpenter, who covers politics for the Kansas Reflector. You can hear a longer version of that conversation, plus the entirety of Governor Kelly's State of the State address, at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned, a whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We will start things off with an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then we will take an overview of the past year, the first year of President Trump's second administration, and how the lines between business and government have been blurring. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
22 degrees in Lawrence, 24 in Emporia. It is 10 minutes before 6.
FamilyFoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.